This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our strategy is the truth. Our policy is the truth. Our roadmap is history and an understanding of the world system that we all live in today. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Friday, the seventh day of November 2003. We're going to be live for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes. We're going to have wide open phones. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231 on whatever issue you want to call in about. Coming up, more and more often there are news reports about people's cars, trucks, stolen vehicles being turned off by satellite tracking systems. In some cases, satellite tracking systems in the cars, control systems that the owners didn't even know about. We'll get into that. More on election fraud beginning to develop as the American people find out about the CIA taking over the votes in the country. New FBI rules relax restrictions for total police state activities. United Nations derails ban on human cloning. Ah, yes, the good old Nazis at the UN. Six dead as Army helicopter crashes in Iraq under attack. Wow, 24 dead last Sunday, multiple troops dying each day this week, and now six more dead, and that's just what we're hearing about. Pentagon says a covert force is hunting Saddam Hussein. Schwarzenegger to hire a group to probe his groping, a whitewash commission. Let me see, the groper is hiring people to investigate himself. That's like paying the Simon Wiesenthal Center $5 million to say that Arnold isn't anti-Semitic. And a big story out of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the big paper of that state, Patriot Act laws use causing concerns. And they're using the Patriot Act on strip bars, folks. I told you, Section 802 says all crimes, everything. No rights, no juries, no warrants, no nothing in America. We read the legislation over 2 years ago, folks. Over 2 years ago, and wrote analysis covering this. And how many times have you seen Ashcroft and his lying minions from the Justice Department tell you that that's not the case? They're arresting people who have small amounts of marijuana and charging them with terrorism. That's the Associated Press. But here it is now, the federal government using the Patriot Act out in Philadelphia to go after that mayor. That came out. Now they're using the Patriot Act to go after politicians in the state of Nevada. So we'll get into this story. Also, bipartisan SAFE Act aimed at reining in Patriot Act, truly a whitewash. North Korea says we do have the bomb and we'll use it. And if you try to pull Donald Rumsfeld's reactors out of here with our business partner, we're gonna steal them. Queen speech to pave way for ID cards. The Queen's going to tell the British people how wonderful having a slave card will be. I mean, it was nice in Nazi Germany. Why not here? Jessica Lynch disputes Army account of dramatic rescue. For all those people that emailed me and said, how dare you, you traitor, not paying for her. How dare you not like the fake letters posted by the military and major papers signed by soldiers that never even read it about how they love the war. How dare you say the Red Cross steals money for charity and gives it to gun control. For all you people that are so gullible, Jessica Lynch says what we've been saying. It took a lot of courage for her, folks. A lot of courage. And, of course, now not four, but five of the people that were speaking out about it being fraud, they're dead. Wonder how long she'll be alive.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. I remember a couple days after the convoy in the middle of the Desert Storm 2 turned down a wrong road and got ambushed by Republican Guard. I remember hearing the stories. I mean, it was in the news. Jessica Lynch had a knife in her teeth. She single-handedly killed 20 Iraqis. She's the new Audie Murphy. She was up on top of the tanks fighting to the death. And it was really a Hispanic American. And from the accounts, the maintenance company basically cowered and were sitting ducks, and only two or three of their company really fought back, and it was this Hispanic gentleman, we've read his name on air, I'm sorry I don't have it, nobody ever talks about him, you see, climbed up on top of one of the armored vehicles and did kill a bunch of Iraqis and did get shot four or five times, and then the Iraqis came up and stomped on his body and bayoneted him to death because they were so angry that he'd killed so many of them. And nobody will know his name, you know, they'll put it in the news maybe once or twice that his dad's mad. We read the article months ago. I remember reading that article, and I did get a few mean emails. How dare you talk about Jessica Lynch? She's a real hero, and she did all that. Well, it came out, folks, that Jessica Lynch cowered. Jessica Lynch did absolutely nothing. Jessica Lynch was hiding under the covers of her hospital room when the special forces came in to save her. And look, I'm not blaming her for that. I mean, if I'd been shot and had broken legs and stuff, and I was in a hospital room, and I mean, I've been hurt before. You know, it's hard to move. I mean, I might have pulled the covers up over my eyes. Well, actually, I'd have thrown myself out of the bed and tried to crawl under a table. I know how I am. But the point here is that you can't blame a person for doing that, or especially a woman. I mean, let's face it, folks. This is neocon liberalism trying to have a woman as the poster girl because they got a draft that Rangel's gotten passed, folks. The first authorization stages to begin it, to begin drafting you and your families, all men, all women, they struck out the word men and added persons, and it's going to be everybody, 18 to 49. And so they need this new poster girl, when in truth it was the Hispanic gentleman on top of the vehicle slaughtering the Iraqis and showing amazing courage and dying doing it. But then the story got even worse. I think I got the articles here. I need to dig it out. I do have his name. I've read it a few times, but I can't remember it here. Embarrassing moment here for the guy who has a photographic memory on many subjects. But the point is, you've already all heard about this. We've covered it 10 or 15 times. But what got even worse is they had Jerry Bruckheimer of Pirates of the Caribbean and all these big Disney films. Admittedly, he told the BBC, yeah, they got the word a day and a half before they went in for the raid. And he advised the Pentagon, as he did in Afghanistan, and his sub-producers had already trained their cameramen before this for such missions on how to shoot the video, what to do, what to call it, how to sell it. And Bruckheimer's a master of this. He's more profitable just in the last 10 years than Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg has had bigger movies and more gross total because he's been big in Hollywood longer. But Jerry Bruckheimer, I mean, really is a master of making entertaining films. And, I mean, I like Pirates of the Caribbean. I enjoyed it. I mean, I need some escape here. But the point is, we know what happened here. Jerry Bruckheimer produced that sucker. Just like he made Black Hawk Down. This is all war propaganda. Just like he made Pearl Harbor. The guy works for the Pentagon. This is admitted. He had a TV show they produced in Afghanistan with Pentagon money that aired on national television. Now, that should concern every single one of you out there. This guy's got dozens of TV shows going, and they're full of New World Order propaganda. I mean, I don't like Jerry Bruckheimer. He's very evil. And I guess I shouldn't go see his films. I've only seen one or two of them. But the point is, as I keep saying, is that this was a production. And now we don't have four dead soldiers who had been involved in the rescue or involved in the company. We have five of them, and they're dying with gunshot wounds in the back of the head. They'll be at a barbecue. Somebody will jump up behind a fence and shoot them in the head with a sniper rifle. They'll have car wrecks by themselves and drown in an inch of water. They'll be found strangled. Boy, so I wonder how long Jessica Lynch is going to be alive, because so many people said, oh, how dare you try to put her down. And, well, Jessica Lynch, I was never putting you down. I was putting this government-run media, this propaganda system down, this Hitlerian propaganda down. And this is from the Drudge Report. It's also in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We're updating Infowars.com right now. A prison planet after the ICAN-UN-ordered takedown is now back up. Jessica Lynch criticized military for exaggerating accounts of her rescue and recasting her ordeal as a patriotic fable. Moore, asked by ABC News anchor Diane Gungrabber Sawyer if the military's portrayal of the rescue bothered her, Lynch said, yeah, it does. It does that they used me as a way to symbolize all this stuff. Yeah, it's wrong. Asked how she felt about reports of her heroism. It hurt in a way that people would make up stories that they had no truth about. Here to tell the story. Only I would have been able to know that because the other four people on my vehicle aren't here to tell the story, so I would have had been the only one able to say, yeah, I went down shooting, but I didn't. Ask about claims that the military exaggerated danger of the rescue mission. Yeah, I don't think it happened quite like that. So, good for her. And obviously she was talking in a in a halted kind of stumbling fashion, because it's very dangerous to do what she's doing. Because she's so high profile, they probably won't kill her. But if she keeps shooting her mouth off, she'll die in a car wreck. They will kill her. Make no mistake, folks. Jessica Lynch is the type of person they'll kill. And if somebody jumps up at a barbecue and shoots her and runs off in a military outfit, the news will just say, strange shooting. Or, you know, she dies in a puddle of water. They'll just say, well, Jessica drowned, like everybody else involved in this situation and who's spoken out. Because they don't want you knowing what a pack of liars they are, folks. You can't believe anything comes out of their mouths. How do you know when Bush is lying? Well, same thing with Clinton, when their lips are moving. And so here's what we told you from the beginning, folks. And the Iraqi doctors came down the road and said, hey, Jessica Lynch is here. And they said, meet us back in an hour. When they drove back down to meet him, they'd already gotten orders to kill the doctors. They tried to kill them. They barely escaped. Delta Force was on the roof a few hours later, watched the building for a day and a half. The Iraqis had already pulled out. They were taking good care of Jessica Lynch. And they went in, slapped him around, busted down doors, scared everybody, just for theater. And so when you watch the news, I want you to realize it's the same crafting, it's the same twisting. You cannot trust this media. You cannot trust Rush Limbaugh. You cannot trust Sean Hannity. You cannot trust Peter Jennings, any of them. Now, their lies are so sloppy and so ham-fisted and so big that we're punching holes in them every day, because they'll tell different stories every day. So if you want to respond to Jessica Lynch and what she said, I mean, I honor her. I thank her for telling the truth. I think the individuals that did fight back and died deserve the credit. But see, they don't want to show a white man or a black man or a Hispanic man. And it was the Hispanic gentleman that really showed the heroism, as they statistically do more than anybody. It's just a fact. They don't want to show that as a hero, because that's who the heroes are, folks. I mean, let's just face it. It's men that go out and do the killing, okay? That's what we're designed to do. You don't stick women in frontline units. You don't do it, okay? Women aren't pro football players. It's just that simple. And I'm not bashing women. I can't produce a new life. I'm not beautiful like a woman. I don't have the intuition of a woman. Women have got a lot of things over men, okay? But this whole image of the women warriors is degenerate. And it's because they want to draft you and use you, okay? And so we're protecting women by speaking out against this system. It's just that simple. Now, are there women out there that could break my neck? Are there women out there that can shoot better than I can? Are there women out there who can carry a bigger pack on their back than I can? Are there women that can fly an airplane better than I can? Are there women that can drive cars better than I can? Absolutely. The point is, you don't put women in frontline combat. Okay? The Russians tried it. The Israelis have tried it. It does not work. The Germans tried it. It does not work. So this is all about selling us to have women in the military so they can draft you, ladies. What do the women out there have to say about this? What's your response to this? You see, men, statistically, if they're under attack, will savagely fight back. Women, statistically, unless they're protecting a child, will not. They will freak out. They will go to pieces, because the left and right hemispheres of their brains are not separated. Men's left and right hemispheres are separated. We have the equivalent of two brains. Women have one brain. I'm not saying our brains are bigger. We have two brains. Women have one brain. Remember Time Magazine a few years ago saying, there really is a difference between the sexes. Yeah, men are, frankly, a little more mindless. We will switch over and one side of our brain will take control. That doesn't happen with women. Okay? But again, this feminism is about destroying women. It is about the government taking control of women. And that's what's happened here. And I commend Jessica Lynch for going public and not taking the credit for the people that really fought and died there. She cowered in fear. Okay? Just that simple. And the media took took it and turned it into a disgusting spectacle. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. The Patriot Act is being used in Las Vegas against local officials. Thought it was for terrorists. We'll be right back with that.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, the Congress is in the process, into the final stages of passing a draconian national draft that for the first time in U.S. history will include women in frontline fighting positions. And Jessica Lynch's story was a cynical attempt to sell sending our daughters, our mothers, our aunts into combat. And they took the memory of the three people, two to three, it's debatable, that actually fought in that 20-member maintenance company. Okay? To take their members was a black guy, a white guy, and a Hispanic gentleman. And the Hispanic gentleman was the real hero. And they took everything they did and gave the credit to Jessica Lynch. And she is an incredible person. After all this attention, after all this, all these gifts she's been given, after all this, and the Pentagon telling her not to talk, that's on the record, telling her family not to talk, she went on national TV and she did talk. And I say that took more courage in many respects than firing a machine gun. That took a lot of courage. They say moral courage is more rare than physical courage. And my point about men and women having different brains, they're radically different, folks. Radically different. Women, again, have their left and right hemispheres merged, and they operate as one unit. Whereas males have a one-track mind, kind of what they call the lizard brain takes over, and turn into machines under pressure. And again, that's not saying all men. It's statistical. That's why you don't put women in frontline combat. Yes, women will fight savagely if cornered with their children, in many cases more savage than men, but not in killing units, not in bands or hunting parties. We are designed, men are designed for that. That's why we do the fighting. That's why you go see men fight in prize fights, because that's what men do. And I think women are more wondrous and more amazing, more magical than men by far. I think they are the better part of the sexes. But I'll tell you that when it comes to killing, that's the purview of men. It's real simple, folks. Now, again, all that's a side issue compared to Jerry Bruckheimer involved in the production of this, the lies, and now the five deaths of people that were speaking out about this issue. Again, we have sniper killings, we have people drowning, people committing suicide. They're obviously killing people, folks, because they wanted to keep this story going. And remember, the Pentagon also got caught with hundreds of fake letters with fake signatures all over the country in newspapers about how much the troops love the war. How many lies have we not caught them in? Are you beginning to get an idea here? All right, I'm about to go to Chuck and Mike and others. I'd like to hear from women on this issue. I need to get the family on of the real hero of that convoy who hasn't gotten any attention or support, and that's flat wrong. But again, on Infowars.com, see, I told you so again, Jessica Lynch disputes Army account of dramatic rescue. She didn't fight, she didn't shoot, she didn't do any of that. But they lied to you from day one the whole time. The whole time. Let me cover this first, then we'll come back, and I promise we'll go to your calls, okay? Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It is Friday. This is out of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's by J.M. Kalal and Steve Tenneralt. The investigation of strip club owner Michael Galaldry and numerous politicians appears to be the first time federal authorities have used the Patriot Act in a public corruption probe. Again, headline, Patriot Act law use causing concern. Government officials said Tuesday they knew of no other instance in which federal agents investigating allegations such as racketeering and bribery of politicians have employed the act. How about you use it on Governor Rick Perry grabbing Fox here to get rid of the federal law? I don't know that it's been used in public corruption case before this, said Mark Perello, a spokesman for the Justice Department. An attorney for one of the defendants in the Galaudry case said he researched the matter for hours Tuesday and came to the same conclusion. I've discussed this with lawyers all over the country, and if the government has done this before, then this is definitely the first time it has come to light, said Las Vegas attorney Dominique Gillette, who represents former Clark County Commissioner Lance Malone, Galaudry's lobbyist. Two of Nevada's lawmakers blasted the FBI for employing the act in the probe, saying the agency overstepped its bounds. Folks, I got stacks of AP, Washington Times articles. They bust your zit-faced child who's 16 years old with some marijuana. They're going to charge him with terrorism, folks. They're going to spend 20 years in the pen. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Welcome back, my friends. I've never gotten a call from Denmark. We're going to be going to Mark in Denmark here in just a minute or so. Then we'll go to Brandy in Texas, Chuck in Texas, Mike in Michigan, Peter in Oregon, and many others that are patiently holding. Jessica Lynch, I commend her incredible courage, moral courage, for saying that the Army told a bunch of lies and that she didn't shoot or fight, and that that no one was abusing her at the hospital, and that she didn't do the heroics. Now, again, we hope she doesn't die in a car wreck or have somebody jump up behind a fence at a barbecue and shoot her. We hope she doesn't commit suicide, like so many of the people involved in the rescue or in that company who had been speaking out about what happened and who are dead now. Oh, yes, this Jerry Bruckheimer production was very important for the government. I'm not saying Bruckheimer's involved in any of this, in these deaths. I'm saying Bruckheimer produced the little production. That's in the BBC. Hollywood producing news pieces for you. Yes, lies. And now they're using the Patriot Act to go after strip clubs in good old Las Vegas. and public officials. So that's coming up, too, and just a bunch of other really important news after we go to these calls. Before I do that, though, I want to remind the listeners I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 10 films. The 10th film is out. It is Matrix of Evil, 2 hours and roughly 10 minutes long. Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman McKinney, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts, another New World Order expert, 3 excerpts of speeches I've done where we got rid of the Patriot Act here in Austin. It's a great new film, a compilation of interviews and speeches and news clips and government documents, very informative, and has more solutions in it and more good news in it about the awakening that's taking place than any film I've made to date. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and go watch the trailer for Matrix of Evil that Mason Collier did a great job making, my editor. And then order Matrix of Evil. And if you haven't ordered 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or Paul Joseph Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos, you get a second copy, $8 off the second copy to give as a gift. If you haven't done that, it's waking people up, it's having an effect, and your purchase supports this show. So please give the operators a call, place your order today, or go to the website and order. The toll-free number is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or you can just write to me to get the videos, the books, the t-shirts, the bumper stickers, the deception dollars, whatever you want. Write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The globalists are counting on you not getting these videos, not making copies of them, and not getting them out to people. But you have been doing it. It is having an effect. Keep it up. And if you haven't gotten involved, please join us in this historical fight. I found no tool better than these videos, no better tool to wake people up. It is so important. The videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order 3 or more. So take advantage of that. My book, Descent into Tyranny, is only 12, over 200 pages. Order Out of Chaos is over 300. It's $19.95. Get a second copy for $12 to give as a gift. The gift of knowledge. The gift of the red pill, to use the Matrix analogy, to wake people up. Let's go to the calls. Mark in Denmark. Good to talk to you, sir.
Hello, sir. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah. I called you now. I've been searching 26 years, you know, for finding freedom. I grew up as one of Jehovah's Witnesses in Denmark, and my parents were missionaries in Africa, and I never had understand, you know, the truth in Jehovah's Witnesses, and I always thought that it was too small for me. It didn't really matter, you know, all the beliefs in God and all those things, and I want to dedicate, you know, this talk, this question, you know, to a man I named Paul and another guy from Denmark named Mr. Jacobson, and especially for telling me about a book called Children of the Matrix by a writer named David Icke. And it has really been very new for me, you know, this controlling people's mind. And I think a lot of people need to improve a lot. They have to get off this control of in religion. And a lot of people in my country cannot understand anything. And we are very few people in this country. And it is very difficult for us to get free. If you know what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, Scandinavia, I mean, take Finland. You're taxed when you get a parking ticket according to how much money you make. Everybody's bank account is controlled by the government. You have euthanasia. You have the destruction of the family. The Scandinavian countries are very advanced in the New World Order, but so is the United States.
Yeah, sure. But we are very few people, and it has been 26 years searching, you know, for finding people who think in my way. So I met this American guy in Asia named Paul, and he told me about this this conspiracy things. And it has been, it's been a very big pleasure, you know, listening to your radio. We are a couple of guys who meet every Friday evening, and we listen to your radio here in Denmark. So we just want to thank you for a good program, that's all.
Well, God bless you, and thanks for spending time with us, and please spread the word there in Denmark. How did you find the show?
I found it, you know, before I told you about it, my friend Paul. And I met this guy, you know, who could. It was very. It's very difficult to explain, you know. But I am. Before I was Jehovah's Witnesses, and I found out, you know, that you could smoke marijuana, you know, and the police caught me here in Denmark, and they locked me up in psychological prison, you can say, and people here in that place, I met a certain guy then. And he told me about that I should have to read some books, and that was
so. When you were in jail, you found out about the New World Order. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Mark. There in Denmark, never got a call from Denmark. I've had calls from Antarctica, had orders from Antarctica there at the government bases. We've had calls from Mexico, calls from New Zealand, calls from all over the globe. And if you'd like to call us, you're always welcome to. Just dial your country code access and 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brandy in Texas. Brandy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was just calling about the Jessica Lynch thing.
Yes.
I was in a maintenance platoon myself, and basically she was never supposed to be out there. I mean, they left them totally unguarded. They never secured the rear. And basically all she did was pump gas into trucks. And
yeah,
I
we're
still...
not saying she's bad or cowardly or anything.
Oh, no, no.
We're saying she has amazing courage for coming forward and saying it's all lies.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's the government's fault that they had such a faulty battle or combat plan in the first place.
Yeah, Rumsfeld wanted to copy Hitler and copy the Schwarzkopf plan for a mad dash for Baghdad.
I mean, those kids, you know, what is a cook doing out in the middle of a war zone, or basically a gas station worker? I mean, what were they doing out in the middle of a desert? And it just doesn't make sense why our government put them in that position in the first place.
Well, they're now going to rotate amputees back in to right up against the lines, secondary areas, support areas. They're now going to bring amputees into the mix.
Yeah, it's just sick. I mean... Did you hear about Fort Stewart with the soldiers being left out, the National Guard Reserve just being left out on a tarmac, basically, in tents?
That is one of dozens of bases from Germany to Iraq to Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and all over the United States, from Colorado to New York to Delaware, where you have troops not even being given medical attention. This is admitted, and the government will not let the media in to see them. They're basically prisoners.
Well, the whole thing has to change. I mean, all these kids in there now, they just, you know, they go with the promise of the free education and the money for college, and then when it comes out after the war, the government's not going to take care of them. They're just using them like a meat grinder, basically.
Well, I heartily agree with you, unfortunately, and I would add to that that about 6 months ago, I read the Washington Post article where they admitted that all the troops from Korea, Vietnam, World War II are going to be denied all their health care benefits. They're going to have to go under Medicaid or Medicare, where they can be refused, and I know people who are being refused. They announced that we don't care if we told you in the contract. This was a federal court ruling 6 months ago. They said, we don't care if we told you you'd get health care for life and education. You don't get anything, and neither do your progeny, your children, as promised. And now they've changed the rule where you don't own your pension funds, your private pension funds. And every time I mention this, I get calls off air, because they're too cowardly to call here, telling me I'm a liar. I mean, you people are living under a rock if you don't know what's happening.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, Alex.
Well, I appreciate your call, Brandy, and God bless and take care. Let's talk to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to thank you for showing up and bullhorning Perry and Vicente Fox the other day.
Absolutely, and we do have some of those news articles posted on Infowars.com.
what I'd like to do, if it's all right, I've got the governor's comment line here in Texas, and I know you have a lot more listeners around the U.S., but, you know, not just people from Texas are listening, but...
Well, we have eight affiliates in Texas, so go ahead and give the number out.
Okay, that's 1-800-252-9600. 1-800-252-9600.
I wanted to do this 2 days ago, and I dropped the ball and didn't. I'm so overwhelmed, but everybody grab a pen and paper. I'm going to call during a break, and you tell Perry that he needs to have a state police investigation of the APD, which received an award from Vicente Fox yesterday before he flew out of here, before that preacher left. He gave him an award for accepting the matricula and violating the constitutional federal law. That's one of the three duties of the federal government, totally constitutional, and Bush and all of them are ignoring it. You call Perry and you say, we know you're involved in this, and shame on you.
Whenever I would write the governor letters, he would always have someone write me back saying that he's with state government, that I need to take this up with the federal government. But, of course, we know better here in Texas that the state department, highway department, you know, they used to stop some of this stuff. And I was in California a couple of weeks ago, and coming in from 10, they would just wave us through all the secondary stops and everything. We didn't go across the border into Mexico, but, you know, usually they would at least stop and ask you if you're an American citizen, but they just waved us through.
Yeah, that's what NAFTA and GATT's about. Look, they're getting rid of the border. They're giving extra welfare to the illegals to do this by design.
Have you heard about Cornyn's, I think it was John Cornyn's bill and Solomon Ortiz about having the southern border be like the Canadian border, where they could come across with just to prove that they're a Mexican citizen, and they could come in for 60 days?
Yeah, of course, and then get their fake documents and the rest of it, and then have the Mexican consulates issue matricula, which then the local governments will accept.
Sure.
And look, Mexico has already taken over California. Arnold, starting Monday, will issue over 2 to 3 million driver's licenses to some of the illegals. And that's just the first salvo. We're seeing total legalization and the liquidation of the border before our very eyes. And John Cornyn calls it a reform. And I heard local neocon socialist radio stations, more socialist than NPR and Mao Zedong, literally, going, we've got to do the conservative thing. We got to pass Cornyn's bill, this Republican. We've got to pass his bill for, quote, the guest worker program.
Well, this is even beyond the guest worker bill. From what I understand, it's, you know, to let folks across for 60 days, just like the Canadian border. But it all kind of confuses me, because I know how they tack this on with other bills and everything. And
Actually got the story here. I'll try to dig it out during a break and read it.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Just in case somebody didn't have a pen there, let me hand that number out again. 1-800-252-9600. And even if you're not in Texas, remember, they're coming to your town very soon.
And they're going to take your jobs and pull the lever in that voting booth. Thanks for the call. Mike, you're up next. Where are you calling us from, Mike?
Missouri. I'm calling from Missouri, Alex.
Welcome. Go ahead.
God bless you. I just wanted to let you know that the RFID chips were back on the news on the Fox News channel yesterday. And their big deal was it was for inventory control only, and their big thing was, they'll have to have batteries to transmit it, and they can't do any harm with just the battery, that we're supposed to just accept all this.
And they're announcing the school ID cards are getting them, the college ID cards, the grocery stores, the money has it in them, all the material for the military. They're putting it into everything now. For the Iraqis to have a job, they got to wear a bracelet with a RFID tracker chip in it. And we have the internal documents from the biometric and / RFID consortium at MIT with Walmart and Ridge and others meeting, saying, quote, how do we neutralize public opposition? How do we force them to accept this new system of control? And they admitted it was for taxation tracking. And they talked about 78% of people in our internal polls are against this. But it doesn't matter. They're apathetic. We just got to do it.
It's just, and the propaganda that they're putting out there is just unreal. On Hardball the other night, Chris Matthews was talking with a producer, and he was touting how they're both working men, and that under the Republican rule, they've got to keep more of their tax dollars. I mean, give me a break. These guys are millionaires, and they're talking, you know, people just don't realize what these guys' agenda is.
The globalists are billionaires and trillionaires, and they're not free market. They use government to confiscate our wealth, to destroy the middle class, and they must be exposed. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We'll come back and talk to Peter and Mike and John and others and get into more of this news. I want to spend more time on the Las Vegas Review-Journal admitting Patriot Act is being used in strip club, drug cases, corruption cases. It's being used for everything, just common stuff. Patriot Act, and you have no rights under the Patriot Act. Thought it was for stopping terrorists. Well, the definition of terrorism is any action that endangers human life. It's a violation of any federal or state law. Section 802 of H.R. 3162, the USA Patriot Act, passed October 27, 2001. And they got secret execution clauses for any misdemeanor in Patriot Act, too. Disappearing, never being seen again.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we've got the second and third hours coming at you here in just a few minutes. We'll get more into Jessica Lynch, more into Vicente Fox openly calling for getting rid of our borders, with our government moving to do it as well. We'll also get into Schwarzenegger taking control of his own groping investigations, another six dead in an Army helicopter crash when it got shot down. UN derails ban on human cloning. New FBI rules relax restrictions. Wait till you hear about that and much more in the next hour, so stay with us. Right now, let's go to Peter in Oregon, who's been holding patiently. Go ahead, Peter.
Morning, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, I just want to call in. I had a similar experience to the theater experience you were talking about with the that Matrix TV show or whatever it was, the CIA show.
Yeah, Threat Matrix, where every episode's about torture and taking people's rights, but it's for our safety.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on Halloween, I went with my fiance to go see. They re-released Alien. She had never seen it. I just thought it'd be fun to have something, you know, scary. And while we were waiting for the movie to start, there was a guy sitting a couple seats over from me that, you know, I just, you know, said hi to and asked if he'd seen it before when she was, you know, going to get something, because just the kind of person who, you know, I have to, you know, it's uncomfortable for me to just sit next to somebody in a big empty thing and, like, not talk to them.
Yeah, I got you. You started talking to him.
Yeah, anyway, so I just said hi and whatever, and she came back, and I went to get something. And as I was coming back to sit down, they were doing a preview for this new television miniseries they're going to do with about the Jessica Lynch story. And I had just finished – I had just heard you talking about it that day on your show, and I had actually gone and read the BBC articles and some other articles, so – I was aware of everything that you had been talking about. And I just, you know, when I came in and sat down and saw that on the screen, I just sort of exclaimed, you know, reflexively, you've got to be kidding me, you know, real loud. Just, you know, couldn't even believe it. And I sat down, and as I continued to watch this, you know, just complete propaganda, you know, I just couldn't believe it. And I was shaking my head, and I turned to that guy next to me that I said something to earlier about the Alien movie, and I just said, you know, we've always been at war with Eurasia. And he said, no, we've never been at war with Eurasia. and then the guy, a couple sitting behind me, I heard that guy say to her, you know, it really does feel like Oceania with this whole thing.
So again, the media makes us think nobody's waking up, but I have those experiences every day. People know they can see it. I mean, they should be able to. It's right out in the open.
And it was so blatant. And I actually spoke to him. I said, you know, I just happened to read an article about this today, and, you know, and explained about how, you know, they had tried to take her to them in the ambulance, and they'd, like, turned them around and almost ended up killing them and everything. And it was just saying, yeah, you know, it's completely unbelievable, and it's all out of control. I also want to mention something to you. I haven't been able to get on your websites today. Infowars.net came up, but none of the other ones are coming up, and I just didn't know if you were aware of that or not.
They're coming up here, but what we have is giant registries of names of patriotic websites are being blocked by ISPs. And so what they're doing is, and we had the United Nations, and they won't tell us why, order ICANN to bring down Prison Planet. We got it back up, and it's not just my site. It's thousands of sites are under sustained attack. I'm not going to get into details.
That's
we haven't
fine.
Confirmed. We've had hack attacks, denial of service, other stuff. I mean, they are very afraid. You're saying you can't get to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
That's right, or JonesReport.com. And, you know, yesterday you had mentioned that you were having those problems, and I didn't have any problems yesterday, but then today when we tried to come on in the morning, I'm listening to your show right now because I knew that I could still get the feed from GCN live, but other than that, I can't get the...
Well, I'll tell you what. Folks, call in and give me frequency reports. Tell us, that is, if you can get us on the Internet, can you go to Infowars.com and complain to your ISPs, because, you know, they've been blocking sites. They've been putting them into registries. You should complain to your ISP and tell them to take the blocks off.
Yeah, if it doesn't come up in
we'll be right
two
back.
Hours, I'll call them.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water...